Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ruben.
How's your weekend?
Too short, man. What do I have to work?
I can hear it in your voice. I was working too, man, so I feel your pain. So I have an update on your file. I have some ideas to run by you. So here's what's going on. The most important part of the transaction is to make sure that not only does the program work for you, it works for your dealer, and you're also happy with the terms. One of the challenges that I'm going against is that the tax lien is open and that this business, there's two issues. One is the tax lien is open, it's not on the payment plan. And one of the issues is that the second issue is that this business, your new corporation, because it's a different name, has only been established for a few years. I'm fighting that issue with my underwriter and I'm going kind of back and forth with them. So one question I want to ask you is this. I don't want to present you with terms that you're not comfortable with. I want to make sure you're happy. That is the most important thing here. Their question is this: would you be comfortable putting any money down?
Depending on how much.
So that's
But
the million, that's the million-dollar question. So what I want to do is give you an idea of what I think can be done here realistically with the tax lien as it is and the time in business. So I think you would be looking at. And you know that I'm busting my tail for you. I'm do that every time possible. So sorry, I just heard like a saw go off. I couldn't hear you. So I guess my thought is this: there's a program my underwriter has that he can't promise me anything, but he wants to push it. But he's thinking that if they come back with an approval, the machine is how much? Like 130, 135?
is 120,
One
125, 125.
Okay, I thought it was, sorry, if it's 125, he's thinking that the approval would be something in the range of, if they approve this, for something in the range as $20,000 to $30,000 down. I don't want to present this to you if that's something that you just don't feel comfortable with. Is that something that you could do, or is that just way out of the ballpark?
I may be able to do that. I mean,
Okay.
it depends on, a couple of stuff, of course.
Yeah, the terms, payments, all that stuff. I do have one option. I have one question for you, and this is another question I have for you because there's been a lot of inquiries on your credit over the last year. So I want to just go over and kind of get an explanation. So in 2016, you went to a company called Ford Financing, it looks like for business credit. Did you take any loans from them?
Who? Ford?
It's called Forward, Forward, Forward Financing. There's like a two or three increase from us for the equipment, but it's not this. It's that this is before I actually pulled your credit. Like in 2016, you have a lot of inquiries, a lot of car dealers, California Republic Bank, JP Morgan Chase Bank, and Ford Financing. Did you take any loans with any of these companies?
No.
Okay. Do you think the Ford
And
Financing?
it's you know,
Go ahead.
for financing, it may be from
You got their
the
loan?
one the one the one cosigner no the one cosigner car that I used, you go to a dealership, they go to four five different banks,
Yeah,
whoever
you
gives
got
you the
the.
best rate.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I will.
So I don't have anything with four. I don't.
Forward,
I don't
forward.
have forward. No, I don't have
Forward.
anything with them.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Let me follow up right now, and let me get back to you about an hour and see what I can put together here. Okay?
And the only thing, like when you were offering me capital, there was, company that they offered me,
Okay,
and
but
of
no, they
course,
didn't put.
they were asking for the same thing, but I never pulled any money from them. Your loan is the only loan I got right now.
Gotcha.
That's it. And the one from Financial Pacific for the Farisi.
Gotcha. Hold on. So, hold on.
I don't know if, when on your end, if you, when you're getting a loan from my Farnese, went to different sources too,
No, well, we did. We have like one inquiry on a one on credit, one inquiry on another, one inquiry on another. But this is actually before I ran your credit. These are some notes previously. So it's
So.
not that. I think kind of to give you an idea, and not beat around the bush. I think with your business, you're growing your business. That's a very apparent thing. Your business is getting very, very big. And I think one of the challenges is if you, and I don't like to say like if this happened, but if you had like a 700 plus credit score and there's no issues, would it be easy to get you money for this amount? No. Are there more programs? Yes. One of the things is, I think with your credit profile, you're going to get a lot of lenders that are going to say, hey, look, here's 20. Here, look, here's 30. Hey, look, maybe here's 50. But 50 is a lot different than 150, and here's the reason why. When, and I can just tell you from my experience. When we're lending to businesses, our company lends to businesses, when someone has 30 grand out with us, if their business goes south, they're still going to generally pay us because they want to save their credit. So let's just say someone owes us like 15,000, and let's say they're going out of business. They're going to say, hey, look, I don't want to ruin my credit. I'm going to still use my credit, so I'll pay it off. But when you talk about these larger dollar amounts, it becomes someone where that same person, for that same type of person, will say, hey, look, I'm not going to pay you guys 120. It's not because I don't want to. I just can't. So I think that's one of the bigger concerns. But no, the inquiries I'm talking about were before we ran your credit. So I appreciate your payment, your patience. Let me go talk to my underwriter and see kind of what I can put together for you, and I'll holler right back at you. I do have one question, though. When does your accountant think they'll have the tax lien on a payment plan? Do they have any idea here?
We've been trying to call her, to be honest, and we don't get a straight answer either.
Okay.
I mean, it's very complicated. It will be something that it's on my hands, and I can tell you, but it's off my hands. I'm basically...
No, I understand. You're at the mercy.
I don't get it. I mean, right now, the only other thing that we've been looking to, me and Cindy, is buying a building.
Gotcha.
For our business, that's like the only inquiry that we might have right now.
I think it was just mainly a lot of auto dealers. I think that's it. There's just like a lot of auto dealers.
Yeah.
So
we don't have loans for cars.
Gotcha.
Actually, I just bought a truck cash, myself, because I don't like, owing money here and there.
Okay.
So.
I understand. How much did you buy your truck for?
It's $3,500.
Okay, so nothing crazy. Okay.
But it was in an auction.
Oh, cool. Okay. What auction? Ritchie Brothers?
No, it's called West Auctions.
West Auction. Okay. All right. Well, let me see what I can figure out here. I'm going to holler right back at you, okay?
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh. You got it.